Hello everyone, welcome to Inside the Toy Chest, where I get various toys that I am interested in, and I try them out for your listening pleasure, and mine too. The previous episodes were when I was using the Click Sucker and G-Spot Vibe. It was a two-parter because the first time it didn't really give me what I was looking for, but the second time go around, I'm a firm believer in it now, that I can attest to, as well as my sheets, because they're normally wet by the time I'm done. The previous episode was about using e-stim products or electrical stimulation products. I was a little bit nervous going in, using them because I've never, outside of getting shocked by, an outlet or whatever, I never thought about incorporating it into my sexual play. And I was a bit disappointed in the nipple clamp. They wouldn't stay on at all. So that was a no-go. But the pussy probe, I was very, very happy with that. So in today's episode, I'm continuing on my e-stim journey, where I'm trying to give my nipples a chance to get some love. They felt so neglected last time. So I decided to go with the nipple sucker / e-stim. Now, I was a bit confused as to how they are supposed to work. I was played around with them a little bit, and they have a nice suction to them. So the suction works perfectly without the black pieces over it. But when I tried it with the attachments, it seemed like it didn't want to stay. So I hope I'm not disappointed again. Or at least halfway disappointed, because they're good for suction at least. And the next toy that I will be sampling or using is the Electra Plus Vibrating Egg. Now, this has 7 vibration modes, and it has 3 electro-stim impulse modes. It has like a little tail on the end because it can be remote controlled. So, yay, that's going to be fun to play around with. And there's a little metal piece on each side of the egg, which is how it conducts the shock when I put it inside. So, that is what I will be doing today. I really hope everyone enjoys it. I hope I enjoy it. Alright, let's get the show on the road. Also, word of caution, if you have a heart condition or use a pacemaker, it is not recommended for anybody that has any of those two things, because, you know, it's sending electrical shocks through you. So if you have any of those, if you're using a pacemaker, you have a heart condition, it is not recommended. So please use caution when using these toys. Obviously, I have my KY water-based lubricant. I have to have that. Otherwise, it's not going to go through. I'm going to shift around in bed a little bit. Get my nipples looped up really well. Mm. then attach them, starting with the left one. And then I'm going to use the suction to pull my nipple in. And mind you, like I said, when I didn't have the black rubber piece up there, the attachment, it sucked the nipple in with no problem. It's almost like having a nipple clamp, just a little bit. I love that pinch of pain that I always get. So let's see what this is gonna do. I really don't want to struggle with it. Twist this. It's about right there. And then is it going? Nope. The suction isn't holding. Not as well as I would like anyway. Let's try the left. No, the suction is not working. I'm so disappointed. I really am. Because there is no way I'm going to be able to get that shock that I wanted to feel on my breast. But if I was to take the black piece off, I would at least get that. Oh my gosh, this is annoying. I'm so frustrated. Like, I'm seriously frustrated with this thing. It's not doing what I wanted to do, and it's not fair. Why won't you work? Yeah, see? No problem at all to get it to pull it without the black piece up there. That is so weird. And then of course, that's the only way to feel the stem, because as soon as I put my hands on the black piece, I felt the little shocks going through my fingers. But if I use the black piece, it's not going to stay on my nipples. That's, like I said, it's almost a waste of money if I didn't like the way the suction felt on my nipples. Come on, work for me. I'm never using these things again. I'm just gonna have to be satisfied with the fact that my breasts are not, my nipples, not even my breasts, it's my nipples. My nipples are just gonna be left out. Okay, I'm about ready to start back up. Okay, so the left one is not staying on. I'm going to attempt to do the right one and see if I can even get the sucker to, you know, stay sucking on my nipple. And no, it's not. All right. So again, I am very disappointed in the fact that I will not have any good, consistent nipple, you know, Easton nipple, toys to play with. It's okay. Because like I said, despite the fact that it won't stay for the Easton, it will stay on for the suction part, so I can have a little bit of fun by having that little pinch of pain that I love. So I'm gonna go ahead and tighten these up, starting with the left. They kind of redeemed themselves a little bit because of that. Now, I have my Electra Plus Vibrating Ed. Hopefully, this does not disappoint me. Make sure I get my lube on it so that it's properly lubricated and it can shock me how it's supposed to. Okay, so the way I'm going to insert this, and like I said, there's two metal plates on the side of it. I'm going to have it so that one is facing up towards my G-spot, because I love my G-spot being stimulated. Just so happens to be on the tail. And then get my little remote and turn that on and hit. I swear I hate this thing. It was working when I was messing around with it earlier. Now all of a sudden, it went to act like this. What? Does nothing want to go my way? Oh, is the thing on? Oh, I see the thing blinking. I'm glad I got the directions out. Press the turn the remote on and off. Hold the So I've got the remote and it is on. Now I'm about to do a little bit of vibration. And of course that feels so good. Okay. Now, as I mentioned before, I really, really love G-spot stimulation. And I specifically made it so that it was right up on my G-spot. Now, just to see how, it says a week shock. So I'm going to hit it and see how does that week feel. Hold on. Okay, so I need to hold the button to activate it. And it, oh my gosh. Oh, fuck. It's activated. Okay. And if I remember correctly, it has three modes. Oh my gosh. Okay. Let me, oh, fuck. That's just the worst. Okay. Let me switch the vibration. And of course, as everyone knows, when you get vibrators, you know, there's the standard, just one long continuous vibration, but the intensity goes up, which is what this is doing. But I kind of want the pattern a little bit, so like that. Now I'm going to hit the electro mode again. Oh! Oh my gosh. Oh, fuck. Oh, okay. Oh, it lights up. That lets me know that it's in the third or the second mode. I'm sorry. It might be a little bit hard for me to talk. Okay. Switch that around a little bit. Oh, I'm kind of curious as to how. Okay, I done pushed it in. So it's more deeper inside me. Shock mode. Surprisingly, it's not even mild. I really, really feel the the shock. All right. That's the third. And I assume that once I hit this, hit it again, it's gonna go back down to the first one. I'm sorry for talking too fast. Okay. Try a different mode of vibration. I think the egg. It's making up for the fact that I didn't get my nipples stimulated. Because this feels so good. I pushed it in. I want to pull it out some more. because I wanted to see how it felt to have it deep inside. I'm going to pull it back up towards the front of where my G-spot is at and see how it feels on that. This is gonna become my new best friend. My new best toy. Okay. I'm gonna try another mode. I should have put a towel down. Oh, I'm gonna show up. Change to the next mode for the vibration. And then again. Okay, I think I've started over now. And now I'm gonna squeeze my pussy muscles around the egg. Into contact with that metal plate so I can get the shot that close. I'm gonna come one more time. Get the right vibe mode. Like so. And then make myself come one more time. So, let me turn this off. Take the toy out. I'm so wet. I'm covered in my juices. Anyway, so, to wrap that up, my nipples will not be getting any kind of stimulation for anyway these eSIM toys that I'm buying from off of this site. I might have to up my game and maybe put out a little bit more money for something else, because as of right now, they're just, you're not getting no love. But on the other hand, my egg, I think. My legs are shaking. Oh my gosh. Yeah, my legs are shaking. This was worth it. I enjoyed this toy very much and will be very happy to add it to my collection. So thank you everyone for coming with me on my eSIM journey. This might not be the end of it. I don't know. I might get something a little bit more high voltage, or maybe medium voltage, but we shall see. So I will see y'all on the next time, on the next episode of Inside the Toy Box. Hey everyone, so if you just happen to keep your headphones on for a couple of seconds after the audio, you are in for a little treat. So my pussy is still throbbing due to the electrical stem that was going through it. So what better way than to end it with fucking myself with my glass toy. So I hope you like it, bonus. Ah! not so wet and greedy. I couldn't help it. Just had to fuck myself again. After using that egg. Oh, fuck. Just one more time. Okay, one more time. Oh, and maybe he might come with me. Or at least stroke. Stroke. Rub and play as I play with myself. Next time.